local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, some rain overnight and a little bit of rain hanging around this morning, then clearing by this afternoon. Details coming up with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams in his forecast. Also, top of the stack over at FMTalk1065.com. Three big things, the stories you need to know this morning to get started. A bar facing Congress as he readies the Mueller report for release. Also, tragic news out of Afghanistan. Three American soldiers and one U.S. contractor killed in Afghanistan. And a story that started last week now has a conclusion. The body of a missing boater found 4 days after a Mobile River boat accident. More details on the front page of our website, FMTalk1065.com, and also in headlines coming up. Right now, we'll check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still there at Dolphin and Springdale. That's an accident with injuries. And southbound 65 between Airport and Government, that's going to be one without injuries. Officers are on the scene. It's been a good ride through Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Northbound 65 from Chickasaw to Saraland and across the Bayway and the Causeway, all running smooth. Bama Flooring is not your one-stop shop. Instead, they specialize in flooring products, customer satisfaction, and professional installs. Bama Flooring, big enough to give you the deal, small enough to know your name. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials. Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant health care professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
All right, 708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. It is a Tuesday, and we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for a full update on the weather for the week and even a look forward to the weekend. That comes up around 7:35. Right now, we'll check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An Alabama lawmaker wants to make saying the Pledge of Allegiance state law within our schools. House Majority Leader Nathaniel Ledbetter, a Republican from Rainesville, says that he was surprised last year to find that one of his grandchildren, a fifth grader at the time, did not know the Pledge of Allegiance, which then prompted him to file House Bill number 339. This would shift the authority from the Alabama Board of Education to state law, which would then require every school to start the day with the pledge. 43 states require the Pledge of Allegiance each day at school. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Ledbetter wants the pledge in schools, but says students would not be required to say it, saying, quote, there may be some religious objections. We certainly don't want anybody made to do it, but it does keep the pledge in our schools. Back in 1943, U.S. Supreme Court decision West Virginia State Board of Education versus Barnett prohibits schools from requiring students to stand for or recite the pledge. No charges will be filed after a teenager running away from his parent dies after being hit by a passing vehicle. Loxley police confirmed the 15-year-old was hit Saturday morning and later died. Our news partners at WKRG are reporting that the teen was running away from a parent around 3 a.m. after he took the family vehicle without their permission. He ran across U.S. 31 near Loxley and was hit by a vehicle. Authorities confirmed the driver did stop after hitting the victim, who is not being identified at this hour. The teenager was taken to a hospital here in Mobile with severe head injuries and died Saturday night. The investigation does continue at this hour, but police say they do not intend to charge the driver with a crime. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Area veterans may want to check out a job fair this Thursday at Fort Whiting Auditorium. The event is free and open to all job seekers, but veterans will receive priority service and early entry to the job fair at 9 Thursday morning. More than 80 employers will be on hand. Two police corrections officers are recovering after being attacked by an inmate. Monday morning, one of the officers went to check on 27-year-old Joshua Sanks. He was being held in lockdown for fighting other inmates. When the officer opened the cell door, police say he was knocked unconscious and tased by Sanks. A second officer, a woman, went to help but was punched several times. The mayor of Pensacola says poor planning is to blame for flooding in the city. Mayor Grover Robinson tells News 5 before he took office, the city spent millions of dollars to resurface roads, but they did not pay attention to the drains below the streets. And Virginia completed its redemption story by taking down Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime to be crowned men's college basketball champion last night. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If your spring plans include working in the yard, you need to remember one important thing. Call before you dig. Call 811 at least 2 working days before you plan to start and ask the 811 operator which utility companies will be notified. If any of your providers aren't on the list, contact them directly. Don't cause outages or even injury. Call before you dig. To learn more, go to al811.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Public Service Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
A new national champion in basketball, an important part of the Alabama basketball team, announces his return, and the Braves just keep on scoring and keep on winning. At 7:13 on FM Talk 106.5, I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. 1 year after becoming the first number one seed in NCAA history to lose to a 16 seed in the first round, the Virginia Cavaliers are now national champions. UVA defeated Texas Tech in overtime last night, 85-77.
And Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Virginia's DeAndre Hunter scored a career-high 27 points, including a game-tying three-pointer with 12 seconds left in regulation to send the game to overtime.
Far side, Hunter.
In overtime, Virginia went a perfect 12 of 12 from the free throw line and scored the final 11 points to claim their first NCAA title as a program. Here's Cavs coach Tony Bennett following the game.
They stepped in the moment. They faced pressure through the year. We were smart at the end of the year with how much rest we gave them and prepared them. It's just, you know, a balance, and it obviously hit.
And turn away Auburn fans, Virginia's Kyle Guy was named the tournament's most outstanding player. As is now custom, following the game, odds makers posted the odds on the teams most likely to claim next year's national championship, and Virginia is favored to repeat. They have the best odds at 5-1, followed by Duke and Kentucky at 8-1, then Gonzaga and Michigan State. Auburn currently has the 8th best odds. You can find them at 20-1. New Alabama basketball coach Nate Oates is already proving to be a good recruiter by keeping the players that were contemplating a transfer to another school. Last week, John Petty announced that he would be returning to the team after a brief foray into the transfer portal. Yesterday, freshman point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. announced that he would also be returning to Tuscaloosa to continue his collegiate career. Lewis started all 34 games this year in his freshman season and led the team with 13.5 points a game. In women's basketball news, the Tennessee Vols announced that former player Kelly Harper will be their next head coach, taking over after Holly Warlick was released following the season. Harper leaves Missouri State, where she led the Lady Bears to this year's Sweet 16. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Colorado Rockies 8-6 for their sixth win in seven games. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit another home run, and Dansby Swanson had three RBIs in the victory. The Chicago Cubs shut out Pittsburgh 10-0. Rhys Hoskins hit two home runs, leading Philadelphia past Washington 4-3. St. Louis ended the LA Dodgers' five-game win streak with a 4-3 victory. San Diego beat San Francisco 6-5, behind a go-ahead two-run homer by Franmil Reyes in the seventh inning. Tampa Bay rode the hot arm of Blake Snell to a 5-1 win over the White Sox. Baltimore beat Oakland 12-4, but the Orioles' Chris Davis set a record that no major league player wants to set. Davis went 0-3 at the plate, stretching his current hitless streak to 47 consecutive at-bats and breaking the record for the longest hitless streak by a position player in Major League history. Houston won their fourth straight with a 4-3 win over the Yankees. Seattle pulled away late to beat Kansas City 13-5, and the LA Angels beat Milwaukee 5-2. Here at home, the Mobile Bay Bears finished their five-game opening homestand against Pensacola with a 7-5 win over the Blue Wahoos. Mitchell Cranston homered for the Bay Bears in the win, and Mobile gets tonight off before beginning a five-game road series at the Mississippi Braves tomorrow night. 7:17 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. 7:17 is the top. You know, I mentioned a second ago, I guess in the end of last hour, some of those wacky deductions the IRS actually did approve over the years. Somebody's asking, what about the ones they didn't? Well, back in that USA Today story, they feature a few of these. Let me roll these, just a couple here. So if you're planning on using these as write-offs sometime in the next 6 days, word to the wise, probably don't do that. Your life, writing off your life.
Okay. Yeah,
according to the USA Today story, one taxpayer with a real estate business calculated the value of his time, his life, and expertise to his business. He came up with $1.75 million. Then he tried to amortize that amount as a business expense. IRS said no.
Yeah. Said no. Good call, IRS.
All right. Dress for success. Businessman tried to write off the cost of a mink coat for his wife to wear to business functions.
Mm-hmm.
They said, not allowed. Although I worked with in Tuscaloosa and Birmingham in the radio business with two different guys that I know wrote off their clothing expenses because they said they had to be dressed for live broadcast for the radio station, even though we usually were wearing the station shirts.
Yeah.
But they said they had the fancy jeans and all that back then, and they would write that off.
And
that,
it worked back then.
I had a buddy that worked at a bank, and he was writing off almost everything. I'm like, man, that's not how it works. You can't write off every suit that you buy.
Well, some people are trying it. And then this one for sure, deducting the cost of crime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the owner of a failing furniture store paid someone to burn down his store. As he should, he reported the insurance he received as income to the IRS, his insurance payment. But he went one step too far, and he had deducted what he had paid the arsonist as a consulting as a consulting fee, and then admitted it to the IRS during an audit.
So they got him for fraud, I'm sure.
Daddy's probably going to jail as well. So those are some of the things you don't want to put on your deductions. 7:19, let's check some real tax tips with the folks from Bloomberg.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. If you didn't have health insurance last year, you could be paying a penalty when you do your taxes this year. But that penalty, implemented by Obamacare, is going away. Republicans said they wanted to get rid of it because it fell mostly on lower and middle-income people. Democrats who wanted to hold on to the penalty say getting rid of it could mean higher healthcare premiums. Keep in mind, the change just started to take effect this year, so will only matter for tax returns filed in 2020. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Let's face it, everyday expenses add up fast, even if you watch what you spend. Whether it's a trip to the grocery store or to the gas station, wouldn't it be nice to get something back? Well, with a Kasasa checking account at Century Bank, you can earn 2.5 APY on balances up to $25,000. So while the everyday expenses will always be there, get rewarded with Kasasa checking at Century Bank. We take banking personally. Visit centurybank.net. Member FDIC, APY annual percentage yield. Qualifications and rules may apply.
We do have an accident still clearing southbound 65 between Airport and Government. Dolphin and Springdale, the one with injuries, finally out of the roadways. As we've got a good ride still coming up from Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort, across the Bayway and the Causeway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Built in the 1890s, Azalea Manor at 751 Dolphin Street in downtown is a perfect place for weddings, receptions, and parties. And this summer, you get a free rental of the facility. Just treat your guests to Host Bar. Find out more and call 408-9950. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 722 FM Talk 106.5. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM. And Larry, let's talk about that inventory at LCM. You said you are packed.
Huge, as they say.
Huge. What does the huge inventory look like right now at LCM?
We got a great mix. You know, we got trucks, we got cars, we got sport utilities, mid-size, full-size. You know, we got vehicles under $5,000. Considerably number of them under $10,000, so we've got a great selection and great financing to go with it.
When you say great financing, remind folks why you do. I mean, the number of places you can get us a loan through is amazing.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we had a young man yesterday who didn't think he could even get approved, and we got him with a credit union at a 4% rate.
Cha-ching. I love it. Give us directions to come see you, check out that great inventory, and to talk financing.
Highway 90 West and Theater, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
And you're going to save some of those trucks for me to look at?
Come on.
Love it. Larry Kirby at LCM. Thank you, man. Well, coming right back, we'll check in with News 5. First, we'll check headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The deep divisions and strong resistance within the party, that was just too much, and that's why former State Senator Myron Penn of Bullitt County says he is withdrawing from the race for chairmanship of the Alabama Democratic Party. Last February, he said he'd challenge Chairwoman Nancy Worley, who has led the party since 2013. Worley was reelected party chair last August. You see, enough complaints surfaced prior to recent elections, and the Credentials Committee of the Democratic National Committee found them so credible that they ordered the Alabama Democratic Party to conduct a new election to party leadership. Penn said that he has changed his mind about running in that new election, and one of the reasons was a letter from longtime state Democratic leader Joe Reed to Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez. He says that letter denounced the challenge to the previous election and the decision to order another election as a, quote, power grab by those who want to replace Worley, which includes U.S. Senator Doug Jones. Penn said, quote, it appears to me that it would be extremely difficult for me to put into place a lot of the goals that I actually ran on. For example, to unify the party, to raise money, and to attract candidates. A sanitary sewer overflow has been reported in Pritchard, and now residents are being urged to take precautions when they encounter standing water. The Pritchard Water Works and Sewer responded to the intersection of Velma Street and West Highland Street on Sunday, April 7th. Dr. Bernard Eichold II, the health officer from Mobile County, is advising residents who have come into direct contact with untreated sewage to wash their hands and clothing thoroughly. An estimated 50 gallons was lost. The overflow, though, was self-contained and did not reach a body of water. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
725 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning. Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way with our forecast to look through the rest of the work week, even to look forward to the weekend. While our weather seems fairly tame compared to what happened yesterday in central northern Alabama with tornadoes, and then up in the upper Midwest and all that, they're getting like blizzard condition and big snows up there and all that. So winter is not over for them yet, even though it's spring.
You're saying winter is coming. it's already there.
Winter is still there. Speaking of which, winter is coming, of course, Game of Thrones. Is that Sunday night?
Sunday night, yeah, the premiere. The first of the last six episodes.
Man, that is the thing, is you had to wait a long time, and then it's like a shortened end to it as well.
Well, at least they say each one will be like its own movie, so there's that.
It's going to be how long? Are they going to be longer
episodes? They're all going to be, I think, right around an hour to start, and then once you get a little further, I think they're like an hour 30, hour 40, something like that. But we've talked about our love for The Sopranos. There's a few shows here and there, but the Game of Thrones, it's enthralled me. I'll say that much.
Now they got the Game of Thrones Oreos they were advertising the other night. They started it off with the way Game of Thrones starts with the I don't know what you'd call all that, like the machine or the little Glockenspiel, which is probably not accurate, but the kind of a Glockenspiel effect there to the start of the show. And then they did Oreos in that same vein. Let's see, Oreos, Game of Thrones. If you type in O-R-E, the first thing that comes up right away is Game of Thrones Oreos. It's not the only product. There's a bunch of other merchandising options here for Oreos and different drinks and Game of Thrones. There are a whole bunch of things that are themed Game of Thrones, so they're obviously making their money here at the end. As they titled from Cron.com, the head of their the headline here, Diabetes is coming. Today is the day Nabisco is releasing its special limited edition Game of Thrones themed Oreo cookies. Now these treats are the basic chocolate cookie with white filling like the classic Oreo, but what sets them apart are the designs they sport. Three of them feature, I don't know how to pronounce this word, the sigils? S-I-G-I-L-S, which would be your crest, right? The sigils of three great houses, the Lannisters, which is a lion, the Starks, which is a dire wolf, and the Targaryens, which is a three-headed dragon competing for the Iron Throne. The fourth features the Night King, Lord of the White Walkers. So you can collect all four different packages of Game of Thrones Oreos.
Yeah, there's no collecting for me. If I were to buy a pack of Oreos, it'd be gone very soon.
It's a lucky thing in our house that we have some serious Oreos eaters in the Sullivan house. I am not one of them. I told you that before. I just don't.
You don't like the marshmallow.
I don't like the marshmallow stuff. Interesting. It's like I don't like the Little Debbies and all this. Anything like that's filled with puffed up cream air, stuff like that. Ugh.
That's good for you, but you're missing out. But that's good for you.
Don't worry. I find ways to make up the calories elsewhere. So don't. I'm not fading away to nothing. That's for sure. All right. Dr. Bill on the way with our forecast. Also coming up this morning, Quinn Hilliard joins us, and we'll talk with him about In Defense of Jeff Sessions. He's written a couple articles about that. We'll talk about that with him at 8:05. And as always, taking your text at 343-0106.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Criolla police are looking for an escaped inmate. Roderick Hill is considered armed and dangerous. He was taken from Metro Jail to Mobile Infirmary under police supervision. While there, Hill managed to escape. The mayor of Pensacola says poor planning is to blame for flooding in the city. Mayor Grover Robinson tells News 5 before he took office, the city spent millions of dollars to resurface roads, but they did not pay attention to the drains below the streets. One business owner says the flooding is not only bad for drivers, but bad for business, too.
It will flood
on average about 6 to 8 inches when we have a lot of rain.
A new hemp dispensary is expected to be a hot topic at tonight's council meeting in Alberta. Seedless Green sells hemp products. Their sign with a large marijuana leaf caused quite a stir during last weekend's Alberta Sausage Festival. The owner hopes to answer questions people have about the business at tonight's meeting, which begins at 6. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Attorney General Barr scheduled to talk budget before a congressional panel today, but correspondent Sunland Sarfati says questions about the Russia investigation will certainly dominate.
This just gives Democrats a huge opportunity today that they've already signaled that they are going to run with to ratchet up the pressure to get the full report and the underlying evidence.
In a separate hearing, IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig faces off with lawmakers, first time since House Democrats ask him for President Trump's tax returns. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a stiff challenge from retired military chief Benny Gantz in Israeli elections. Correspondent Oren Lieberman is in Jerusalem.
The Central Elections Committee says numbers are down about 2%, but there's plenty of time to make that number up. And at 10 p.m. local, the polls close. We get our first look at the exit polls, and then actual results start coming in, and we'll see who's really in the lead here.
Dow futures on Wall Street are down 29 points. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Individual tax refunds this year have been only slightly smaller than last year, but those shortfalls are adding up. At the end of last month, the amount of money the government refunded was $6 billion below this time last year, while the average refund at $2,873 is only $20 less than it was last year. About 1.6 million fewer people are getting refunds. The lower refunds doesn't mean we paid more taxes. Most workers paid less in taxes last year and saw higher take-home pay each week. The U.S. Trade Representative has proposed a list of European Union products ranging from large commercial aircraft and parts to dairy products and wine, on which to slap tariffs in retaliation for European aircraft subsidies. With the move, the USTR is retaliating against $11 billion from EU subsidies to Airbus that the World Trade Organization has found cause adverse effects to the U.S. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, some showers overnight. What's it looking like this morning?
Yeah, we still have showers. Radar shows some scattered shower activity over southwest Alabama. Most of those showers are moving more to the south because now the wind has shifted around to the northwest. And there's a low pressure system right over Alabama this morning. So all the clouds and showers are kind of circulating around that low. Most of the heavy weather is well to the east now, over in southeast Alabama and the eastern Florida panhandle. And in our area and over in southeast Mississippi, it's just the scattered showers. And that's what we're in for today. I do expect, though, that the clearing will occur this afternoon. It could be late afternoon before we get back to some sunshine. High today should be in the upper 70s. Now, tonight it will become mostly clear. We're going to cool down nicely into the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, beautiful day with sunny skies, lower humidity. But we're going to warm up in the 80s, possibly as high as 85 degrees tomorrow afternoon. Thursday looks good, mostly sunny and high around 80. After that, rain comes back. On Friday, a weak cold front will move in. A few showers are possible with a high in the low 80s. And then over the weekend, well, looks like it'll be mostly cloudy on Saturday with a few showers, high around 80, as another front heads our way. This front could provide a bit of a punch here across South Alabama because it'll be mostly cloudy Sunday with the front coming in. Showers and thunderstorms are likely, and a high temperature around 80 degrees. And there's the possibility on Sunday we could see a few severe thunderstorms. Going to keep a close watch on this weather system. The front will move through on Sunday, and then Monday and Tuesday look really nice with sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s.
And speaking of the severe weather possibility, I know that it was yesterday that a couple tornadoes hit in northern Alabama. So, I mean, that we've had the tornadoes off those storms.
Yeah, there was some activity to the north of us. We did pretty good here along the coast. We didn't have much in the way of rainfall, only 0.14 yesterday. And we're just very close now to the 2-inch mark for the month of April. But that system now is moving out. And but the one coming in on Sunday, it's going to be a low-pressure system forming in South Texas. And as it moves up into Arkansas, that's when we expect most of the severe weather activity that will occur across the South.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Just, you know, a little weather discussion to those tornadoes hit early in the morning in northern Alabama. One thing to consider, now, on your smartphone, quite often you'll have the by your zip code where you are. If you're enabling the location on your cell phone, you'll get warnings for tornado, you know, for tornado warning or something to that effect. But maybe you want to double up at the house. Those weather radios are cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You buy those, just leave them set with the 9-volt battery in them as well for backup. And it's not the stuff that happens during the day that's so important for. It's the things that happen while you're sleeping. And you want something that'll wake you up. And maybe your cell phone is part of it. And one of those weather radios, you know, the tornadoes aren't as big of an issue here. We've definitely had them, but they're not as big an issue as elsewhere. But it's a nice backup to have.
Yeah, that's one of those things that if you're putting together your hurricane prep box, mm-hmm, or bag, that's just one of those things where it's cheap enough to go ahead and buy, mm-hmm, and so important that you'll need it at some point in your life, so why not go ahead and get one?
Yeah, it sits on the dresser at my house. We're just a couple feet from the bed there, and it's got the, you know, it's just got a good old-fashioned antenna, and it gets it in. So this radio station will also do the same thing. When EAS takes over here, they will give you warnings for things like tornado warnings, but also that weather radio and your smartphone is usually enabled to get those warnings as well. 7:38, we'll check traffic coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet George Porter Jr. He and his band's colleague earned a Lifetime Achievement Award from the Grammys recently. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
If the show is what's working, then George Porter Jr. is definitely working. George started playing bass in the 1960s with the New Orleans funk band The Meters. He's active today, working to still hone his voice, his music, and his band. Surprisingly, though, he doesn't consider himself a teacher. He simply brings 100% to every performance, and in so doing, he motivates everyone around him. He's famous and he's humble. He's confident and he's not arrogant. You'll learn, like I did, that he's a great guy. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, southbound 65 between Airport and Government, they've got an accident. Carroll Plantation Road and Plantation Road, Dolphin Street and Bienville Avenue, all without injuries. Then another one, I-10 eastbound ramp to South Water Street, single vehicle right in the middle of the roadway. McDonald Road and I-10 eastbound also have got another wreck with injuries. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day. See them at pitsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with their FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
At 7:40 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday. Remember, text line is open for you, 343-0106. We talked about the what was going on with Jazz Fest as the Stones were. By the way, the Jazz Fest lineup is it's unreal, the number of great artists there. And I don't care what age you are, if you like great music, there's somebody from the classic rock era into brand new stuff and everything in between.
I've never seen anything like this lineup. I mean, they've got Dave Matthews, Katy Perry, Jimmy Buffett, and the Coral Reefer Band.
Yes.
They're all there. Chris Stapleton, Pitbull. So, like you said, something for everybody. Yep. Santana, Diana Ross, Van Morrison, Al Green, Earth, Wind, and Fire. both Trombone Shorty His band will be there, and Gary Clark Jr. I like both of those guys. Leon Bridges, Chaka Khan.
Yes, I feel for you.
John Fogerty, Herbie Hancock, Bonnie Raitt. I mean, I could keep going on.
It's unreal. So they had the headliner at first. The Stones were going to headline. And you and I looked at each other when that came out and said, holy cow, we're both crazy. Stones fans. And I said, that's awesome. But then Mick Jagger has heart issues, so they're out. So they replaced him with Fleetwood Mac. It's not bad.
Just a rumor either. They were I get replaced.
Jokes. Yes. Then the chain broke, and Stevie Nicks, you want to play that game? Stevie Nicks came down with the flu, so they're out, and now they have announced the new replacement as a headliner.
Yeah, so yesterday it was announced that Fleetwood Mac would be out, and they wasted no time saying that in their stead, Widespread Panic would now be one of the headliners.
So John Bell and the gang from Widespread Panic with all those others at Jazz Fest. Wow, if they could clear the crowds out and I could go just without all the sweaty people, drum circles, and hacky sacks, I would be there because, my gosh, there's some talent at Jazz Fest this year. Good stuff. All right, 7:43, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The recovery efforts are now over in the search for a missing boater. Crews have recovered the body of Robert Ellison. 32-year-old Ellison was reported missing after a crash in the Mobile River early Thursday morning. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office confirms that Ellison's body was found in the river just south of the I-65 General Wilson Bridge. Authorities confirm Ellison was operating the boat when it hit something in the river around 1 a.m. Both Ellison and his passenger, Tasha Wood, were thrown from the boat. Wood was able to swim to the shoreline. Alabama State Troopers found the boat nearly a mile downstream from that crash site. A domestic dispute between a woman and her former boyfriend leads to her arrest. According to the Mobile County Sheriff's Department, 46-year-old Tammy Teresa Cash shot her ex-boyfriend, Henry Hallman, earlier at a home in 8 Mile on Monday. Hallman was shot in the leg, the arm, and they believe a bullet also may have grazed his chest. Authorities confirmed that Hallman was shot after he entered Cash's home. As for Hallman's condition, it has not yet been released, nor more details as to what may have led Hallman to enter that home and that shooting. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Talking with my buddy Austin Keefe from Arrow Exterminators, and it is mosquito season. It starts early around here.
Well, it's pretty much all year round.
That's right. Actually, in a year like this where we've had so much rain, y'all are probably already getting calls about mosquitoes.
We do. We get them early in the year, sometimes even in December.
Okay. So we know that either we already have a mosquito problem, or we're going to have a mosquito problem. First of all, over the years past, you've given us some common sense tips to try to reduce the amount of mosquitoes in our yard.
Yeah, I mean, the plans that we do work, but we also have to have homeowner help, which is make sure the trash can lids are closed, make sure those little pans underneath your flower pots have holes in them or are being drained out, so you're eliminating some of the moisture sources around your house.
But still, the mosquitoes are around. How do y'all treat this?
Well, we can come out and send our home evaluator. He'll take a look at the yard and give you a prescribed area that he feels needs to be catered to your particular needs.
All right. Well, if we want to get that appointment, tell us how to do it.
You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Deloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Area veterans may want to check out a job fair this Thursday at Fort Whiting Auditorium. The event is free and open to all job seekers, but veterans will receive priority service and early entry to the job fair at 9 Thursday morning. More than 80 employers will be on hand. Two police corrections officers are recovering after being attacked by an inmate. Monday morning, one of the officers went to check on 27-year-old Joshua Sanks. He was being held in lockdown for fighting other inmates. When the officer opened the cell door, police say he was knocked unconscious and tased by Sanks. A second officer, a woman, went to help, but was punched several times. The mayor of Pensacola says poor planning is to blame for flooding in the city. Mayor Grover Robinson tells News 5 before he took office, the city spent millions of dollars to resurface roads, but they did not pay attention to the drains below the streets. And Virginia completed its redemption story by taking down Texas Tech 85-77 in overtime to be crowned men's college basketball champion last night. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
A new national champion in basketball, an important part of the Alabama basketball team, announces his return, and the Braves just keep on scoring and keep on winning. 747 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. 1 year after becoming the first number one seed in NCAA history to lose to a 16 seed in the first round, the Virginia Cavaliers have totally redeemed themselves and are now national champions. UVA defeated Texas Tech in overtime last night, 85-77.
And Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Virginia's DeAndre Hunter scored a career-high 27 points, including a game-tying three-pointer with 12 seconds left in regulation to send the game to overtime.
Far side, Hunter. Remaining.
What a kick and find!
In overtime, Virginia went a perfect 12 of 12 from the free throw line and scored the final 11 points to claim their first NCAA title as a program. Here's Cavs coach Tony Bennett following the game.
They stepped in the moment. They faced pressure through the year. We were smart at the end of the year with how much rest we gave them and prepared them. It's just, you know, a balance, and it obviously hit.
Virginia's Kyle Guy was named the tournament's most outstanding player. As is now custom, following the game, odds makers posted the odds on the teams most likely to claim next year's national championship, and Virginia is favored to repeat. They have the best odds at 5-1, followed by Duke and Kentucky at 8-1, and then Gonzaga and Michigan State. Auburn currently has the 8th best odds in the nation at 20-1. New Alabama basketball coach Nate Oates is already proving to be a recruiter by keeping the players that were contemplating a transfer to another school. Last week, John Petty announced that he would be returning to the team after a brief foray into the transfer portal. Yesterday, freshman point guard Kyra Lewis Jr. announced that he would also be returning to Tuscaloosa to continue his collegiate career. Lewis started all 34 games this year in his freshman season and led the team with 13.5 points a game. In women's basketball news, the Tennessee Vols announced former player Kelly Harper will be their next head coach, taking over after Holly Warlick was released following the season. Harper leaves Missouri State, where she led the Lady Bears to this year's Sweet 16. In the major leagues yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Colorado Rockies 8-6 for their sixth win in seven games. Ronald Acuna Jr. hit another home run, and Dansby Swanson had three RBIs in the victory. The Chicago Cubs shut out Pittsburgh 10-0. Reese Hoskins hit two home runs, leading Philadelphia past Washington 4-3. St. Louis ended the L.A. Dodgers' five-game win streak with a 4-3 victory. San Diego beat San Francisco 6-5 behind a go-ahead two-run homer from Franmil Reyes in the seventh inning. Tampa Bay rode the hot arm of Blake Snell to a 5-1 win over the White Sox. Baltimore beat Oakland 12-4, but the Orioles' Chris Davis set a record that no major league player wants to set. Davis went 0-3 at the plate, stretching his current hitless streak to 47 consecutive at-bats and breaking the record for the longest hitless streak by a position player in Major League history. Houston won their fourth straight with a 4-3 win over the Yankees. Seattle pulled away late to beat Kansas City 13-5, and the LA Angels beat Milwaukee 5-2. Here at home, the Mobile Bay Bears finished their five-game opening homestand against Pensacola with a 7-5 win over the Blue Wahoos. Mitchell Cranson homered for the Bay Bears in the win. Mobile gets tonight off before beginning a five-game road series at the Mississippi Braves tomorrow night. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lagniappe Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, southbound 65 between Airport and Government, just got the wreckers on the scene. Carroll Plantation and Plantation Road, Dolphin Street and Bienville Boulevard. Also Dolphin and Spring Hill Avenue, they've got an accident with injuries clearing. And McDonald Road and I-10 eastbound right at the ramp, it's another one with injuries slowing up traffic. Veteran-owned Stone Arms Inc. over the $10 transfer fee at 10160 Airport Boulevard, a quarter mile west of Snow Road, with military, veterans, and first responders getting 5% discounts on everything in the store. See them at StoneArmsInc.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect a few showers today with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer with afternoon readings in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Your health deserves the best. Hey, this is Garrett Williamson with Personal Edge Fitness, where our exercise scientist and physiotherapist have been training the best of Mobile for the last two decades. Listen, you're worth it. Call us today for your free wellness evaluation or check us out online at personaledgefitness.com and Facebook. Whether at our award-winning Spring Hill facility, your corporate setting, at home, or online, we train you for life. PersonalEdgeFitness.com.
754 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Hey, coming up today, another shot at winning tickets to Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour, coming to the Wharf Amphitheater Saturday, May 11th. 7:30 show on a Saturday. That's pretty darn good for Dad here. And Jim Gaffigan, a funny guy who's also clean, so you can take the kids to the show as well. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. And the Wharf box office will give you a chance of winning some coming up today. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A startling scene in Level Plains as a man reported to be acting like a bird, flapping his arms and trying to get into passing vehicles, is arrested for attacking an officer. 51-year-old William Doran of Enterprise was arrested on Sunday. He's charged with second-degree assault and possession of marijuana. Local news affiliates report that Doran was standing in the road near a convenience store displaying very disturbing behavior when an officer arrived and approached Doran. Well, Doran attacked that officer with a flashlight. The officer called for backup, and once help arrived, Doran was arrested. The injured officer was taken to a hospital for treatment of a head wound and is expected to make a full recovery. As for Doran, he remains in jail. No bail has been set. A traffic alert is especially in effect this week as you're urged to slow it down when it comes to construction zones in honor of National Work Zone Awareness Week. This year's theme is Drive Like You Work Here. The week generally kicks off the road construction season and is a reminder to all drivers to use even more caution in work zones. Several events are planned for this week. Today, workers will attend the Mobile City Council meeting wearing their safety vests. On Wednesday, that's designated as Wear Orange Day in honor of those who have lost their lives in work zones. Back in 2017, there were more than 3,000 work zone crashes in the state of Alabama, with 31 of those being deadly. And just last month, 40-year-old construction survey worker Clay Crutcher. He was killed while working on Dolphin Island Parkway near Woodland Drive here in Mobile when he was hit by a vehicle. There is a makeshift memorial in his honor which stands in the median when you pass that crash site. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. And if y'all want to hear some more in-depth discussion on that, Skip Poe from Aldot joined me yesterday on Midday Mobile. That podcast, you just look for, if you go to fmtalk1065.com, click the link for podcast. It would be Midday Mobile Monday, hour number 2. Of course, if you're already having that delivered to your phone, you'll just grab it there. If you download it through iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify or even the TuneIn Radio app, which, by the way, reminding folks, that is how you listen to us on your smartphone wherever you go, that you get a smartphone signal, because that's the difference. A lot of people say, wherever you go, I travel enough in the country to tell you it's not everywhere, but everywhere that you have a signal on your smartphone, you can use the TuneIn Radio app. It is for free. There is a pay version, but all you need is a free version, and you can listen to us anytime on your phone. TuneIn Radio, free download from iTunes, or you can go to the Google Play Store and get it there as well. And I just can't, I mean, Kelly is a consummate professional, and we'll just go and just give you the facts on the story. I can't do that. This story about the man flapping his wings, attacking a Level Plains police officer.
Mm-hmm.
The officer answers a suspicious person call, you think, on Sunday night near Legacy Convenience Store on Rucker Boulevard. Man says, they said the suspect, they identified him as acting like a bird and attempting to get into a passing motorist vehicle. I just, let's go. Can we go to this? Can we go to special music to send us to the break? Possibly he was doing the bird, like Morris Day and the time. I don't know, but just an idea.
Was he calling?
He did not say whether he was calling. He was just doing the bird-like motion, so he could have been doing the bird. All right. All right, coming up, hour number 3, Quinn Hilliard joins us, plus you, 343-0106.